Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 1st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about elections in Zimbabwe that are going to be held on July 30th.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's general elections.
Election fever has gripped Zimbabwe ahead of the forthcoming council, parliamentary, senatorial, and presidential elections set to be held on July 30th this year. More than 120 political parties and independent candidates are set to contest the crucial elections.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has hit the election campaign trail, telling Zimbabweans that his party will remain in power. He says opposition parties are, quote, bucking puppies, end quote. But opposition parties claim that Mr. Mnangagwa is totally unelectable.
The MDC alliance, led by Nelson Chamisa, is threatening to stage protests in Harare, saying the elections won't be free, fair, and credible, as being claimed by President Mnangagwa.
If you want to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we're live streaming this live show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ntebele Facebook pages. Yeah, good job for it.
Ah, yeah, pila, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, skona rap.
Ah, yeah, pila. Skona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, you know, kana uchinge uchirarama sezvandirikuita unofana kutenda waMwari kuti ndiri kuchengetwa.
Yeah.
Nyangwe haundisina tai asi ndiri kurarama.
Nasi rupano rwako.
Yeah, nasi. Asi anzi chikuru kufema.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Nasi kutaura nezvei.
Namhla ke Jonga, esikuma ngako luketo. Uketo olukona ngatesi yakwazvinzwa mhla ka 30 July. Ngontulikazi 37. So kona poke isikangela ukuthi abantu bakhangasela uketo. Benzani.
Mm-hmm.
Sikhuluma nje umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa ngumongameli uthi bona bazanqoba noma sokuthena. Ngoba uthi amabandla la aphikisayo anjengemdlwani nje phoko konkota nje.
Anzi vanongo ukura.
Ya vanongo ukura yena bechibamba betonga besenza konoko. So ke uthi ke okubonayo ukuthi bayazikhulumela bona bazanqoba. Kodwa ke abamphikisayo bathi hayi umnumzana abo wayevele sidla. Luwae ngumonga mele, umnumzana umgabe. Njalo, akula nituwa ibise lewa bantu pezi babwe. Kati malaiko, nituwa zinjalo. So, kwa mapindo, bekulume futi bati, kubuya ngolesipidi. Maa ngelesi taratini, bati velu ketololu, kasozi luhambe kuhle. So, abantu bazo ndile sibili kakhulu. Iga kulu, awe MTC Alliance. Bati bakali lukuti pela kukule lomteto, kwa enzo wa Electoral Amendment Act, yaba kona. Kota mame kufunu kuti kube kona, akusange nangu.
Ya panashiri kuiti.
So, kunenga kule wakuluma ngako, kuti wakumele kungene kwa mpana.
Ndizo
so. So, kunja nafoyi.
Ndizo so, hongu wadiwa watereri ni watariri, sezo atauruga na bururu wangu, Gibbs Dube, nasiru kurukura, nenyaya, ye sarudzo, za ataka nzozi chaitu kwa msua, 30 chikunguru, kana 30 July gorerino. Tinunzi kwa kuti mumaruwa umu, ne madoroba. Rato tanga isha pisha, rekuchaga, tsigiro kana kukampena. Takatunzwa, vamu washitota rauta aiwa, kucharargui, kurargui, sesi dare harari, nenya ya kukampena, kuchaga, tsigiro. Tunuzgo uzo kari kuti nomination court, iri kusangana msua 14 chikumi, unue 14 mwezuguno, msua 14 juni. Nasu, msua 1 juni, kana 1 chikumi, rangari zuare kuvarwa. Kwe kunyoresa kuvota kune vanenge vachida kukwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rino hazvirevo kuti kunyoresa kuvota kwamiswa ayo munogona kuramba muchinyoresa kuvota asi hamuchakwanisa kuvota musarudzo dzegore rino saka nyaya iripo ndiyo kuti Manga mapato arikuti hongu sarudzo dzasvika zuva takarinzwa asi zvataidawo zvinge zvichiiswa mubumbiro remitemo hazvina kuiswa. Tinoona kuti veMDC Alliance vatoziisa kuti musi wechipiri svondo rinouya varikupinda mumugwagwa vachinyunyuta kurakidza kunyunyuta kwavo nezviri kuitika izvi. Ukuwo mutungamiri wenyika vari mutungamiri weZANU PF vaemarson Munangagwa vataurawo kuti aiwa vatadzwe kurara netupopi tunechihukura vachitaura vemapato anopikisa. Saka ndozvatoda kunzwa kuti zvinobuda sei kwamuri imi vateereri. Vamwe vanotitaura kuti ko mapato anopikisa iwaya anga aripo nemuparamende kwakusvika mutemo iwoyo sei vauda kuzotanga kutora matanho ekuratidzira mutemo uyu wapasiswa. Vaidi kuita nharo dzese idzi munguva yanga ine hurukuro yekuchinjwa kwemitemo. Tichazvinzwa nhasi zvogerisa.
Yes, I think we're joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Ipitule Maphosa. He's a ZAPU spokesperson based in Bulawayo. Baba Maphosa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Has your party started campaigning?
Yes, we started campaigning long back. We've been campaigning for the past probably 3 to 4 or 5 months. We are only increasing that pace and upgrading that campaign since the proclamation of the election date.
Ngaphandle kwe-devolution okunyele kudinga ebantwini lithini?
Well, izaphu ayikhaleli devolution kuphela. Thina sidinga ukubana siguqule i-system ye-governance ekhona eZimbabwe. Singakhangela kahle-kahle i-system esilayo kade siyalungiswa ngabelungu ngesikhathi se-colonialization laphana. Njalo yayidizayinwe in such a way yokuthi iyancindezela olunye uluhlu lwe-society yethu. Ngesikhathi lesana kwakuncindezela abantu abamnyama. Sesithole ukukhululeka ngo-1980 iZANU-PF ya-adopta i-system lana yayingerithi njalo labo bayi-perfecta in such a way that iyagcina ama-political elites kuhle incindezele iningi leZimbabwe ama-ordinary people. Yiyo i-system esizama ukuthi siyigugule siyi-replace nge-devolution le ejamandla awubusa lokuyenza ama-decisions lokubumba ama-priorities abantu eyenziwe at-provincial level lapho abantu abazazibusa ngesigaba langesigaba senza ama-priorities abo beyibo bodwa bengacatshangelwa eHarare lokho kwenzakalayo kathesi.
Yes, so ngisikhiwa just briefly 1 minute, can you summarize what you're saying?
Well, ZAPU trust is mainly on changing the governance system that is in place. We realized that in 1980 we inherited a governance system from the Rhodesian government, a system that was designed to suppress and oppress a certain section of the society, which was the black community, the African community. When we got independence in 1980, ZANU-PF inherited that system and perfected it to suit the political elites in ZANU-PF and suppressing and oppressing the ordinary person in Zimbabwe. That's the system we want to change as ZAPU and replace it with devolution of power. That is cascading governance and responsibilities to provinces where priorities for development and developmental processes are held and pushed at province level other than the centralist system that is in place today.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think we've got another guest. Yeah, who is that?
Tinava Butler Tambo. Vanoe vano ongura zvematongo renyika vakazvimirira. Vatambo, tokutambirai pachirongwa. Welcome.
Maita basa manheru.
Aiwa, tinofara kuti matitsikawo. Ndongotanga hangu nekukandirai kamubvunzo kekuti munoonawo sei kuvhurwa kwemusika wekuti vanhu mapato ezvematongerwo enyika nevanhu vange vachizvishambadza munyaya dzesarudzo. Tinoona kuti vazhinji vange vakangomirira kunzwa zuva richaitwa sarudzo.
Iko zvino chiri kuitika chatinonyanya kuongorora ndechekuti mapato anenge ari kumhanyamhanya zvikurusa ibato reZANU-PF. Pane bato reMDC, TMDC Alliance iri kutungamirwa navachamisa nere National Patriotic Front ndoyo mapato matatu ati kuona anenge ari kunyanya kumhanya zvikurusa. Ndikuona nge zviri kukonzereswa nekuti vane yatingati maresources ndo vanenge vane mari dzakati wandei ko zvino pamakampeni ari kuitika. tumwe tumapato tushoma ndo tumwe tisata oneka tukuta sei kuruza tumapato tuduku na utiko zino tukuta rati pane mapato wakanyore so watawada kukwikwiza angashika 135 kama tina kanga nizi anyore saku zeka watawada kukwikwiza mwui musarudu zirute wira iti kazi mapato mame aya anongori mapato ema zita cheti atata ona kuti waruda kuti wakwikwiza wachona waru kutanezu ikana utuka mira sei rime batu watu kuona richinge riku ruku miranira zvakare ibato iri re ratingatira va re apa rava Dr. Nkosana Moyo varikuti hatingati madoto do campaign vachifamba vachisangana chimapoka tishoma shoma tevanhu vachivaudza kuti varikuda kuti hazvipi nezvipi kasa tokona ndiyo kuti havasi kuita marali marali makuru atataona ndiye mapato matatu aya ndaverenga kuti zvezi ano PF ruri kutungamirwa naivo president vamunangagwa kwatiri kuona ndiwo vanenge vane upfumo hunenge huchinjiswa nekuti chero matishirts varikukwanisa kuti vapewo vanhu saka chimwe chatirikuona ndechokuti iko zvino gore ra2018 maelections haachakwikudzwana zvikurusa nekuti ane maresources mazhinji ndeupi kasi chiri kudzoka chizoitika chatingati chiri kuti netsei ndechekuti pakushambadza apa hatisi kuona vachinge vari kupiwa mikana vanhu yakaenzana yekuti vashambadze mungava zvikurusa maredhiyo hatingati state media neuma tingati matelevision muzvivhitivhiti zvestate media tiri kuona zvikurusa riribato rezano PF riri kupiwa mukana uyu mamwe mapato haasi kupiwa mukana chatiungoona ndechekuti apa vari kubuda pange pari pokuti kana pachishoropodzwa choropodzwa zvatinoti be kwavhurwa kuti munhu wese akwanise kuita sei kuti ane bato rake wakwanisa kushambadza achiratidzawo kuti iye rali yaita yafambawo sei ikafamba sei kuitira kuti kukurudzirwe mazimbabwe kuti ave anosarudza oga kuti anoda munhu upi achazovamiririra kana kuri kumakanzuru kana kuri kuparlamend kana kuri kupresidential election.
Maybe we can do the same in English before we welcome our other guest. But do you see this as a peaceful and quiet campaign period as compared to past election years?
Yes, we can certainly say so far the campaigns have generally been peaceful. What we noted, there was a bit of intra-party violence, especially in the MDCT or MDC Alliance, and in ZANU-PF, especially within their primary elections. That is where we saw general, for instance, a bit of violence. We saw intimidation of voters, and then we also saw a lot of vote buying in these processes for these two main political parties, which you can say are the biggest parties in this particular election. That is where we saw the violence. But we have not seen any outright violence that might threaten the process. We are not too sure going forward, but I do not necessarily think we are going to have much violence in these elections, because what we are looking at is that ZANU-PF, especially its candidate, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is really looking, I can safely say, he's desperately looking for legitimacy. So you will try by all means to make sure that there is no violence. And I think he has been coming out and speaking quite strongly and saying that he's not going to allow any violence in these elections. And I think at least the police have done a good job. The very fact that the police have also said that they will arrest anyone who is involved in political violence. So we're not seeing any inter-party violence, but what we've been seeing has been intra-party violence, but it has been at a minimal level, especially during the primary elections. So maybe going forward, I think if the statement can be stronger from the police and from the politicians themselves, as they urge their supporters to campaign peacefully and their candidates to campaign peacefully, I believe that we can have a generally safe and peaceful election. Maybe it might actually be equivalent to what we had in the last election, where we did not necessarily have any violence.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tambo. We are joined now by Honorable Joseph Chuma, a member of Parliament for Pelindaba-Mpopoma. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
We are very fine. So your party, ZANU-PF, is campaigning, and we heard today Mr. Mnangagwa saying, you know, you are going to win the elections. So tell us a bit about what you are doing, you know, in terms of, you know, trying to canvass for support.
Well, it's all systems go, and we are gearing ourselves for a landslide victory, and we're going into the elections mainly with pointers of the transformations that have occurred in our land since the November debacle, when finally we let go of our dear old man, our former present RGM and going into a new dispensation, a dispensation really that everything being hoped for by every peaceful, loving Zimbabwean, and that is the desire to engage with the rest of the world, the desire to open up, the desire not to be confrontational, the desire to have peace among ourselves and tolerance mostly, and be exhibited very well by the incumbent who, as soon as he went into office, made one of the stunning and most beautiful gestures of visiting the late leader of our main opposition, MDC, the late Mr. Tsvangirai, something that you would not have envisaged during the reign of RGM, but here we are seeing all those kind of things that spoke of a lot of reconciliation. It spoke of humility. It spoke of the trajectory that we actually need as a country to embrace in order to bring out Zimbabwe in us and to bring out the prosperity that we desire economically, socially, and everything. So we go into these elections with all this plans. And I think any normal loving Zimbabwean would definitely not want to then take a chance and bring in something that they've not seen or known, but would rather go in with this kind of experience and a person who wants to leave a legacy, and the legacy of correcting the wrongs that have been done. And I think definitely for us to say we're definitely winning is not an understatement. It's actually the truest reflection of what is going to be happening come the end of July the 30th, 2018.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Yes, this is a good one. I was going to talk about the story. Yes, this is a good one. Yes, this is a good story. Yes, this is a good one. Yes, this is siyaphila kakhulu soke sokuqalisiwe phela umkhankaso lo omkhulu wokhetho ungathini ngakho
umkhankaso lo mdinga ubona mpela hayi kuyakhankasa impela kodizane phezu nendlela ezayo hayi akujabulisi mina kamboni labantu bakhona la wakhankasa ngabo la wakujabulile kungathi bayafosta abantu sibabona begcwalisa abantwana bezikolo abantwana abangazilutho abakagredwane bebafakisa ama-tiketi amakhulu abantwana betshona bebonakala bengathi batshona belambile abantu bonke nje babanjwa ngamandla bemhlanganweni yakhona ngendlela embona ngayo abajabulanga ngitsho ma ungatibhesisa ama-rallies ayenziwa ngochamisa wonke umuntu ujabulile akuyabonakala ukuthi akunamuntu osofiweyo wonke umuntu uyayijabulela le nto ekhulunywayo le nto eyenziwa izane p.f mina kangiyibone vele into e-right kanti laleyo nto futhi esithatha i-NDC manje leyokusela indlela eyokhetha okuzaqhutshwa ngayo yiyo into engiyibona i-right abaye phambili ngempela ngo-tuesday leyo bademonstrate ngiyibona kuyinto enhle mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu akumfanelanga bavumele into engayisiyo ihambe kukhetho lezinto zingekho right ngoba izane p.f mayikhuluma ithena ize izihlenze bakhuluma amanga into engeke base bayenza leyo zelezi bayazi vele ukuthi bazenqotshwa kodwa bona bafuna ukusebenzisa ingathi bazeizihlenze betela amazwe into engekho so yinto engingayiboniyo mina ezeyidakala leyo abantu nje i-NDC ithethela inyathelo elihle lokuthi idemonstrate ukuze izinto namazwe abone okokuthi lento abakhala ngayo yinto yabampilampilampila angeke yenzeke izame phesi yeelection
ezona
mina ezeyidakala ngakho.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba sithole sibongile kakhulu ungadinga kusasa.
Yeah,
so that is Mr. Mbongeni Sithole. He says, you know, it appears as if some people are being forced by the ruling ZANU-PF party to attend its rallies. So he's given an example of school children that are appearing in some of the rallies wearing oversized T-shirts. He says, it's so pathetic that the kids look hungry and they really look, you know, puzzled. In most cases, and he says, you know, compared to what Nelson Chamisa is doing in his party, kind of rallies, people look happy, they are dancing, they are doing all those kind
but
of
you
things.
But you know, when you're a kid, we used to do that. If there was a wedding, 10 kilometers away.
Yeah.
Who would attend that wedding even if you are not invited?
Just to,
the same can apply with these school children. They can still go to those rallies.
Yeah.
And well, expect some sweets, some handouts. That it happens.
It's so he says they are so hungry. They look very hungry.
Maybe the MDC party is not giving kids sweets, so that's why they are not going.
Yeah,
there.
So then he went further to say, you know, this MDC alliance is tense of carrying out some demos on Tuesday next week. He says, yeah, it's okay because these elections are almost being rigged while people are looking. He says not everything has been done in according to
the constitution. Way,
yeah, yeah. So he says there won't be free elections.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear from Mr. Maposa. Mr. Maposa, you said your party has already started campaigning 5 months ago. How are you finding the terrain? Is it safe to campaign, or it is as challenging as was in the 2008 elections and in some areas in the 2013 elections?
Well, thank you. We have encountered a bit of a problem in our campaign. In as much as it is peaceful so far, we haven't encountered any violence or any pointers to violence. But we have issues of the economic aspect. The economy has not been friendly to us. We have been our campaign from our own pockets as party members, noting that ZAPU does not qualify for the Political Parties Act. We also noted that the playing field has already been tilted in favor of two parties that are in parliament currently, that is ZANU-PF and the NDC, where we saw them dishing out the Constituent Development Fund money in the year of the election, which is highly unfair if we look at the way those funds have been used by sitting MPs who converted those monies to their campaign to funding their campaigns in the process, disadvantaging the competitors, the aspirants who are from parties that are outside parliament. We also note with concern the abuse of state funds by ZANU-PF especially. We have seen the party buying so many vehicles towards the election and declaring that this is property meant for elections particularly. We really don't think ZANU-PF has such money to finance any election except when they're stealing from the state coffers. We have encountered that problem mainly, but we have been going on with our campaign peacefully. We have covered so much ground. We are actually engaging in door-to-door exercises where we get that intimate engagement with the electorate, where we get to know their expectations from us. We get to know their aspirations. And in the process, we get to share our policies and the manifestos with the electorate.
Thank you so much, Mr. Maposa. Vamaposa veZAPU vari kuti aiwa tiri kwanisa hedu kunge tichipinda muwanhu tichagarutsigiro hakuna mhirizhonga vatsinhirawo kuti aiwa mhirizhonga hakuna, asi dambudziko hombe ravataura ndere mari sebato risingakwanisi kuwana mari kubva kuhurumende. Mamwe mapato ane vamiriri muparamende anopiwa mari nehurumende yekuti vange vachishandisa. Saka vari kuti zvinovakuwadzawo nokuti vanopedzisira vakushandisa mari dzavo dzemuhomwe kuti vange vachitsvagarutsigiro nekuita zvese zvavanoita. Vataurawo nyaya yekuti vanoona kunge pekutambira pakaterama, hapana kuita level. It's not a level playing field. Vari kuti mapato ezapu, ZANU-PF neMDC ane nhengo dziri muparamende vakapiwa mari dziye dzemaconstituents development fund. Saka mapato iwayo vanoti vazhinji vacho vakazotanga kushandisa mari idzo dzinguva ino yekunge vakubva vashandisa mari kutsvagarutsigiro. Iyo iri mari yebudiriro yematunhu development funds. Zvimwe zvavataura wenyaya yekuti vanoshamisika kuti nekuoma kwaita zvinhu ZANU-PF iri kukwanisa kutenga motokari dzakawanda kudaro.
So siye kubaba Chuma sivile Chuma hlapendule lapha sizizwe yathini. Baba Chuma sicela upendule singathatha umlaleli ngamafutshane sibili. Uyamuzwa lapha ubaba Maposa uthi hayi bantu siqalisa nje uketo izano isichayi penalty. Lina bona abakachala kakhulu even abangafikile ground. So nazele vele isichayi pena. Uyabo? So uthi kono kungana uhambe right.
Well, unfortunately, that is why there is an adage that life is not fair. And life really is never going to be fair. The Constitution of Zimbabwe detects who should get government funding in terms of political parties. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing that we can then do otherwise. We just have to follow what the Constitution says. So it's unfortunate for the gentleman, but that's how it's going to be. And this is because it has got the members of parliament serving, and ZANU-PF, because it has got members of parliament serving, are bound to get that money, and definitely they're going to have an advantage as we kickstart the campaigns. But also, you must have strategic partners as well, like ZANU-PF has got a lot of other well-wishers and donors who even come in at times like this to actually assist the party with the resources and enable them to achieve their goals of reaching out and campaigning and stuff like that. So it's also about your coordination, how you network with other stakeholders like business people and stuff like that. So we do that, and as long as also it's locally sourced, then it becomes okay. What we then don't want is to have money coming out from other countries who then want to end up influencing our elections and stuff like that. So, look, we have that advantage. We have a lot of people around here who sympathize with that, and definitely that are willing to also pour in resources to help us with the campaign. But that's just how it is, and that's how it's always going to be. So if ZAPU wants to also get some money from government, they better be campaigning very hard to get a couple of seats in parliament, and then definitely they'll get that too.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Let's start with Ndlovu. It was a clean name, Lapa. Ndlovu, kunjani baba? Baba Ndlovu, sabona.
Hayi, ngiyabonga nathi baba.
Yeah, uNdlovu ibizo mbani baba?
Hayi, yesebenza sendlovu kuphela njengesukwini.
Yeah, Ndlovu akutsho ukuthi nanku umkhakhaso uyawubona susenziwa ngamabandla atshiyeneyo badinga phela ivoti lakho so ungathi nakhonakho.
Ya, umkhakhaso wona uright ngempela. Ngicabanga ukuthi okwamanje sahamba kahle.
Mm.
Angikaboni izinto ezimbi kakhulu engathi mina zisanikeza abantu ukuthi bayethuki. Noma nje kuvela ukuthi abanye abantu ababonakala emaralini ezanu wani ngabajabulile. Angeke ngize ngikushe kangako lokho. Kodwa wona umkhankasi usase kahle. Into engiyibonayo mina ezolimaza abantu abangayiboniyo. I-MCC izodliwa ukhehla ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona. Kuzoba nzima ukuthi ukhethe liwine, izani izoluwini ukhehla ngenxa yokuthi uyazi ukuthi iphathi imigijinyela ngabantu abatsha kakhulu. Akukho lula ukuthi iwine ukhehla. Imbeke nje example enye esengike ngayibona. Kwathi kusiba nokhetho la eSouth Africa, i-FNB Stadium eSoweto, uMalema wayigcwalisa, yagcwala phambi, wagcwela abantu abasha. But bonke laba bantu abasha kuthe sesiyafika emavoti, uMalema zangatholi lutho eSoweto, but abantu eStadium babegcwele. So lokho ukuthi FDC igijinyela ngabantu abasha akusho ukuthi izowina. And engingakusho mina ebantwini bezani yikuthi nabo uma bengawina, into yakuqala nje engicela ukuthi mina abayenze okwenzela ukuthi bebe ngabantu abathembakalayo ebantwini baseZimbabwe. I-devolution i-right yona. Abathathe amandla bewase kwamanye amadorobha amakhulu aseZimbabwe. Okwenzela ukuthi singasuki le forestes, singasuki kobulawayo seyefuna i-passport yarali uma kunenkinga. Ngiyazi i-passport siyayithola kobulawayo, kodwa kungaba nenye imiseki kuthiwa yani yarali. Asilungisenini izinto zethu zonke kobulawayo, kuthi nabasomtare nabo
Yes, so he predicts that ZANU-PF is going to win. So he's got his own issues here. He says, you know what? The MDCT has been attracting a lot of youths.
Mm-hmm.
But he says those youths in most cases don't trust them.
And they
so he's citing the example of Mr. Malema in South Africa, who actually had the FNB stadium full, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to the actual vote, you know, from the youth, it was not too much compared to the ANC.
Okay.
So he says, but if ZANU-PF wins, it should commit itself to the needs of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues is devolution of power to the provinces. And secondly, it should call chiefs, you know, sit down with the chiefs and talk about the issue of Kukuraundi.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can go to Mr. Tambo and,
yes,
you know,
Tambo, manzwa zvataurwa na nemuteereri hanzu abva kutaurai zvine izvi. Abva atongoiswa kuti anoona kunga ZANU-PF ichakunda nekuti ane zvikonzero zvaapawo izvo zvakafanana nekuti vechidiki vari kuteera MDC vazhinji vacho havazopedzisiri vabata penzura musi wekuvhota. Nezvimwe zvataurwawo nevatauri vataura pamberi penyu, munogona kungopinda nazvo.
Nemaonero angu kana achitaura ndichitarira zvataurwa neaguma kutaura uyu mutauri, ndiona kunge anganga achirevesa bato reZANU-PF ringangohwina maelections aya. Chokuita ndidaro inini ndechekuti mapato ari kupikisa aya ati wandei zvakare akapatsanurana zvikurusa. Chiri kuitika ndechekuti ndotyira kuti kungazoita yatingati vote splitting, yekuti ukatarira chero election ya 2013 ZANU-PF vaikakwanisa kuhwina kumaprovhinsi aita sana Matabeleland and South. Kwaita zvo zvekuti waiona kuti vemapato anopikisa vanokwanisa kuti kana zvese vachizowana mabhoti akati wandei, ZANU-PF isina kuwana mabhoti akawandisisa kana chezovakunda vanhu vaya nekana 100 kana 200 votes. Ndozvandikuona kunge zvingadzoka zvoitika. Chingatonyanya kutyisa ZANU-PF kupfuura MDC chingatova vanhu vatingati ivo veZANU-PF vari mukati vangaita yatingati bhora musango, zvikurusa ava bva kudzingwa seava vatatu kuno kwadzingwa vatatu mupalamendi. Atingi Zuro chaiko, vanhu vakadaro vakaita sana Gandawa vanga vagara vachiita maprojects mazhinji samaconstituents avo vakazvimirira vega vari maindependent candidate. Vanhu vakadaro kana vakaenda kubato vakaita seNational Patriotic Front vanhu vangakwanisa kudzorera kumashure kubudirira kweZANU-PF. Asi ndokuona kunge ZANU-PF in terms of presidential election vari kukwanisa kuti vagoihwina, zvikurusa nekuti in terms of resources ZANU-PF ine maresources akawanda. First of all vane maresources ivo separate sebato, zvakare vari kukwanisa kushandisa ringati power of incumbency, yekuti iko zvino chero chikoro zvinobudisa mabhazi azvo, kunobudiswa marori ehurumende nezvimwe zvakadaro zvekuzoshandiswa kusenga vanhu kuvaendesa kupi, kuendesa vanhu kumarale aya. Iko zvino zvaari kuita zvekuti mamatishet munhu wese akamwayiwa matishet, zvino yatati yatingati psychological effect, yekuti chero munhu aona chero anga asingasapoti bato reZANU-PF kana kuri sekumamisha akaona vamwe vese vakapfeka tisheti iyo ZANU-PF, zvinobva zvaita sekuti ZANU-PF yaita sapoti zhinjisa zvekuti kuvhotera rimwe bato hazvisina kana zvazvingaunza kana in terms of pundutso. Chanangiyati inini ndechekuti mapato anopikisa ndaakwanise kuti vakurudzire vazhinji vemasupporters avo kuti dei vakaenda vakanorejista kuvhota. Kunorejista iko zvino kurejista kwamira kucheka mazita avo devanhu vakatarisa kuti mazita avo aripo here, hapana chakakanganisika here ipapo paregistration neprocess yachona, ndo zvingatovabatsira. Kasi chokwadi chakanaka ndikuona kunge inini ZANU-PF iri kuzohwina MDC Alliance ichitevera. In terms of percentages maonero angu ndiona kunge ZANU-PF inokwanisa kuwana around maybe 53 kana 54% of the overall ballot, ichizotevwawo neMDC iri kutungamirwa naachamisa ndingangoitarisira kuti at least around 30-35% of the ballot. Ndo maonero angu.
That's a good, yeah. That's you know, I've read somewhere where ZANU-PF was even getting more votes on the surveys. I think 70% or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a very informal survey.
Yes. But a survey is a survey.
Yeah, that's right. But totally informal.
Yes.
Yeah. So they were saying 70%.
Yes.
That's
and Mr. Tambo is saying ZANU-PF may win by around 53%, and then followed by MDC with 30 to 35%, and then the rest to distribute amongst themselves the remainder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So before we get to Mr. Chuma, I know he's very excited about this kind of projection, you know. So we've got Polite Kwakuwa Maposa on Facebook. He says, 37 years, matota kungelanto ehambayo. Bantu, please, ukuvotela izanu, kucho ukuthi uyabuzisithi 43 years sihlupheka. Kuzobuya ke uDecent Love Gajeni uthi baba Dube ngicela limfonele kathesi. Baba Decent Love Gajeni siyakuzama khona lapho sifakelele le nombolo yakho. Nasi siyayibona. Sacela uproducer ukuthi ayithinte. Kuzobuya ke uLodumo Sibanda uthi into yamaphathi amaningi nengi iyo enza ukuthi iZANU-PF inqobe. So meaning that there are too many parties.
Votes.
So they are going to split votes, yes. So then Slomunya futhi baba lapha o Balileo Pamela Kumalo kume kumama ye. Uthi vote MRP, that is Matabeleland Republic Party. And then Vusa Spana says, I don't agree with what Ndlovu was saying, that ZANU-PF is likely to win. And then we vote Peguzulu Kumalo uthi ngkhona, Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu la uthi Mbukele. So okay, I think we can go straight to Honorable Chuma.
Yes.
You know, about the remarks that were made by Mr. Ndlovu first and then Mr. Tambo.
Tambo, yes.
Honorable Chuma, your reaction to...
Yep.
Yes, your reaction.
Well, the survey say something and we keep on doing the other thing. I can see my brother gives you the answer about the 70%.
No! Not really.
But look, I'll tell you my own prediction is ZANU-PF is going to get about 61% or so, and the rest are going to share whatever. But like I said earlier on, this all comes out from what we have been doing as a party and as a new dispensation, as a new government. So we have things, we have tangibles, we have deliverables, and we have expectations that are already there that are going to persuade people to say, why not give them a chance to get their full mandate and their full 5-year term and see from there. And also looking at our president, he's also getting to that old age stage. So he's not somebody who really wants to then repeat the same mistakes that were done by his former boss. So he wants to clean up things here, iron out things there, and then leave a legacy to say, yes, we went this way, but now we can go that way. And as soon as he does that, I can assure you, after the first 5-year term, don't be surprised hearing him doing the Ian Kama style and saying, look, guys, I've had it. It's been a good over 43 years by then now. So I am now stepping back. Let the young ones come up and come in. And most probably, I might be the chosen one to break the news of Ndebele never ruling Zimbabwe. So I could be the first ruler of Zimbabwe as a Ndebele person. And what a wonderful feeling that will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very wonderful. So now, Honorable Chuma has actually taken off 10% from the 70%, yeah?
Yes, to 61.
To 61.
Yes.
So, meaning, he took off something, yeah? But, so, anyway, yeah.
I wanted to ask Mr. Maposa, do you have a listener?
No, okay. There's no listener.
I wanted to ask Mr. Maposa his reaction to those who are saying there are too many opposition political parties, which means that the votes will be split. What do you say about that, Mr. Maposa? Does ZAPU have any plans to form a coalition? We saw that you were once into a coalition and you pulled out of that.
Well, we need to take note that most of these political parties in the opposition are creations of the very state we are opposing as opposition. The government of Zimbabwe using the probably to say, well, and its members in ZANU-PF are funded to form these Linda political parties in their numbers, only to split the opposition board. We are quite certain and confident that 80% of these parties are state-funded, and their sole purpose of existence is to split the opposition board. So we are quite aware of the machinations that ZANU-PF is taking to actually shoot the elections in their favor. We, however, working with other political parties, genuine opposition political parties for a coalition. I say genuine because most of these small political parties, most of them which are briefcase, are actually against the idea of a coalition of opposition parties. So we are working with genuine opposition political parties. We are actually in talks for a grand coalition before this election. We have come to a stage where we agree on a coalition framework, and we are hoping that these talks will yield and we come up with a coalition.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, Loba Unkomo, because maybe Tambo is going to tell us about deliveries that are being said by Chuma to be done by his party.
Yeah.
Maybe some tangibles.
That's
we want to know that. So what is starting your Mlale Kala? Lapa Loba Unkomo. Loba Unkomo, which one is that? Isitole wa chaja. So kule mkangaso, eko na kula manje, kule Zimbabwe, mkangaselu keto, wati na kula kubabu.
Iya, nda kutala nga matebeleni first. Abantu abazongena baba. For the past 37 years, isimele nito zingalangu ite parlamente. Ezingakulumeyo, abayesabayo ukukhuluma umdehlale 5 years, eyiphasile eparlamente, abakukorekte khona lokho. Bese mbuya ngithi mina abantu bakithi, especially matebeleni, ayikho into ezanziwa izanu. Abakwenza bayibulala abantu ngegugurawundi ngo 1983. That one I'm giving them 100 years from now. Bekhohlwe. Because bevotele izikhipha, bevotele nabakunikezwe izanu, bekhohlwe bakufabe abayanga behlupheka kungalalutho. Bese mbuya lapha kuthiwa abantu bayi 30,000 laphana, 30,000 ngale. Ibuningi la lo babantu labo baba. Abayazi into abayilandayo, especially MDC iseparlamente, the 100% useless. Is on the parliament, the 100% useless, especially as Gabenza Gate is poor, as last call of Antobeta Sevens, Vasu Pega, Ama resources do it to Atapa Wonke, Aswe Harare, Agulan to Enja, Abazo Yenza. They can't even stand up and talk. Listen to just Sale, Tule, two, Ongan is for whom Lile Makolo, Vaslevuti, the challenge. Bevalanda, Uperia Guti, I second this, Bavalandu Gawenza, and a parliament, Aguba Buse, the Pendule, then Akurmus to. To 7. So if we challenge the parliament abala ideology to run this country, the only party that manifests 100% and run this country better than South Africa or whatever country is up a devolution of power. Sibuse ilizwe ngama province, sizikontrole umnotho wethu, power to the people, amandla ebantwini, sikhulume esikufunayo, akulantu local job for local people, abantu ukhatshwa abantu bethu, abaqhatshwa abantu bathi bahlupheka to the last degree. I can't even say baba kunzima, simele nje izinto ziyangena nje zihlale 5 years zikhudumale parliament bezibheka kube arali itiye ziphenduke emathebeleni bese kukukhuluma ivini ukuvula umlomo kawani for the past 5 years ungathi simele yini khonapho.
Siyabonga kakhulu kakhulu sibili baba Nkomo, ungadilela kusasa.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so what Mr. Nkomo is saying is that parliamentarians from the Matebeleni region, they are useless. According to him, they are totally useless. And he says the only party that can represent the people is ZAPU, because he thinks that they are coming out with this devolution issue very strongly. And he says, you know, in terms of employment, some people who live in Matebeleland are not getting the jobs. It's only outsiders from other regions that get that kind of jobs. And then he says when parliamentarians go to Harare, they go there to just say, I second.
Second.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so
but,
maybe let's go to
yeah before I go there, yes. I have one of our listeners here, Muzo Wanzi Ngube, is from the MDCT party led by Dr. Thokozani Kupe. He wrote here, he says, don't count President Kupe out. She will surprise many as July 30th is still too far, guys. Mr. Ngube is based here in Washington. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then we can go to Mr. Tambo. Tambo, what do you say about comments and reaction from our panelists and callers?
All right. What I see, let me go to maybe what Honorable Chuma was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think what ZANU-PF has managed to do, from my own perspective, ZANU-PF has been quite smart, especially this new dispensation mantra. What ZANU-PF has managed to do, for instance, is to take all the good that, for instance, Morgan Tsvangirai was speaking about first as reform that you would want introduced. First of all, ZANU-PF has managed to go out and start the re-engagement process. Let's look at it from the perspective that they've started warming up, especially to they are now moving towards the right more and more. ZANU-PF is taking a capitalist stance. If you look at them, they are moving away from, first of all, they changed the indigenization laws and said indigenization will only be applicable to minerals such as diamond and platinum, which was a smart move which started warming them up, especially to the bigger investors. But what has been happening is that what we have not seen are the real tangible results, because of the fact that anyone who is an investor at the moment is seated on the fence and they want to see who is going to win this particular election. And then that's when money will start coming into Zimbabwe, of which ZANU-PF, like I'm saying, he has been smart enough to move towards the right. So most capitalists are now moving towards the ZANU-PF side. And then if we look at the fact that Britain, because of its Brexit and the need for it to get natural resources, he has been warming up to ZANU-PF. Let's look at what happened the past few weeks where Britain, for instance, brought in $100 million. It's, the money is not necessarily going to ZANU-PF, but the fact that money is going to go towards industry so shows that I think the Europeans, especially the European Union and even Britain, are beginning to warm up to this current setup, not because of the fact that maybe they will offer any democracy, but I think they are now looking towards stabilization and making sure that their investments are safe. And then the fact that some white farmers actually got back their farms, I think there are about two or three farmers. So the ZANU-PF has been sending what I can call the right signals. Yes, there has been things like, for instance, corruption. The ZANU-PF has not been good today in terms of dealing with corruption, for instance. It has been dilly-dallying when it comes to dealing with corruption. There are a lot of corrupt individuals who have not been arrested. There have been a lot of cases that have come up, for instance, the NASA cases, where overwhelming evidence is there of massive looting of state resources, especially in parastatals. But the ZANU-PF has not done anything about that. So I think they need to move in and maybe arrest those who are found wanting or investigate, for instance. And then the problem is that because ZANU-PF has managed to take on the good that the MDC has been speaking about, that has left, I think, from my own perspective, MDCT and the MDC alliance with very little in terms of what I can call reform that they can talk about. That's why I think they've been cornered to only resort to saying, let us have a piecemeal, what? Let us have some of the electoral reforms. And these are coming on as piecemeal. For instance, the opposition demanded that they wanted to know who was doing the printing of ballots. And ZANU-PF automatically agreed, we will show you who's printing the ballots and you can even supervise the process. So I think because of the way they have been agreeing and been agreeable, next thing ZANU-PF agrees, we're going to allow observers to come in. And they've even allowed, for instance, National Democratic Institute and IRI to come and set up a center where they can observe these elections. So I don't know, there is this confidence that is there in ZANU-PF that they're going to win these elections. Maybe it's cases of the fact that they are trying to portray themselves as a new and newly branded party, which is what is giving them maybe the extra confidence, and the fact that they have the resources. And then the other thing that maybe will come in as handy for ZANU-PF is the fact that, for instance, I think just last week, chiefs were a ruling say that chiefs could not participate in party activities, party political activities, and they were not supposed to be partisan. So if chiefs has been stopped, that should have been a gap for the opposition to move in and start campaigning thoroughly, knowing that the chiefs are not going to take any sides. Because of that, that has given a strength to the opposition. But I think the opposition has not been taking advantage of such initiatives. Then there's the fact that the economy is imploding at the moment. Prices have been going up, especially in the past week or two. The opposition should have been talking about the fact that prices are going up. So what is the opposition going to do to stabilize the prices, number one? What is the opportunity going to do to make sure that cash shortages become a thing of the past? So as long as they're not talking to the day-to-day needs of the common men and women, what are they going to do about the healthcare sector? People are dying in hospitals. There is no medication. What are they going to do about education? Education in Zimbabwe has been rendered useless. We're having a lot of graduates, but those graduates have been turned into vendors. What is the opportunity going to do, for instance, to make sure that they counter the dead economy? Then ZANU-PF has moved in. Now it's talking about special economic zones. It's talking about investments. It's talking about mega deals, of which, of course, I don't necessarily believe in the mega deals, because most of those deals have been sealed, but then we are not seeing tangible results of those deals. And most of those deals are natural resources based, and they are not talking about value addition and beneficiation. So the opposition should be talking about value addition and beneficiation. How do you bring in bigger forms of employment into the economy? How do you grow this economy? How do you make sure that the vendor can go back into industry and work and not necessarily continue as being a vendor and eke out a very little living with very little in terms of social security? Pensioners right now are queuing at banks. They are sleeping in the queues overnight trying to get just 20, 30 US dollars of bond coins. What is the opposition saying about that? They need to start focusing. It needs to be a policy-based type of debate. We need to see that in their manifestos. But I'm sorry to say, we're not seeing that in the manifestos of most people who are opposing this current government.
Thank you. They need
to start talking policy. If they can start talking policy, maybe they can convince more people to see the light from their own what, to see the light and see a reason why they should be voted into power. That's why I will still maintain those predictions that I gave of ZANU-PF getting between 53% and 55%.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tambo. Rambayani muri parunare. Tinemwe mterere ari parunare, Gibbs.
Yes, sizo kuti sloba ni katesi. Soka nzani sloba vukacheni. Baba kacheni uzakone kumani?
Well, Mr. Wilfred.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilfred.
Ano,
yes, muda utawara nerurimi rwipi? Halo? Taurai kana muri kutinzwa taurai?
Yeah, okay.
I think we are having connection problems there with Mr. Wilfred. Asi vatereri vanzwa vatambo vachitaura. Hanzina vatambo pane zvakawanda zvinotarisirwa kuti zvinge zvichiita kuti ZANU-PF inge ichirerekera mukubudirira kwavari kutaura kuti inogona kuwina musarudzo. Nokuti vataura kuti zvikuru panyaya dziri kuti nguva yehurumende yava Mugabe zvainetsa kuti Zimbabwe ichidzana nedzimwe nyika zvikuru dzekumawirira. Asi hurumende iripo nenew dispensation yabva yangoita izvozvo. Zvinove zvazvikurudzirwa nemapato anopikisa zvikuru bato reMDC yavatsvangirai vaigara vachitaura kuti Zimbabwe inofanira kuchidzana nedzimwe nyika. Ndo zviri kuitwa nenew dispensation. Vataurawo nyaya yekuti nyika idzo dzikunze dzinogona kunge dziri kuona kuti dzikadyidzana neZANU-PF, hurumende yeZANU-PF, zvinokonzerawo kuti kana vakaita zvemabhizimusi, mabhizimusi anoita kugadzikana kwavati stability. Asi vataura nyaya yekuti panyaya yecorruption ZANU-PF inenge iri kuti nonokei kudzidzira kufamba nemitengo. Ndofunga vadzoka parunare mukoma watati nawo. Mukoma, pindai tinzwe muchirongwa.
Masara sezvenyu vari kumuchirongwa vanotipenyura nepenyuro.
Aiwa, isu taswera tichitenda kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Muri kupi imi?
Tiri kuJohannesburg kuMidrand.
Midrand, tiudzewo maonero enyu nenyaya yatiri kukurukurai.
Maonero angu hangu ndekuti avo vakuru veZANU-PF avo vanhu vanongojaira kuita zvinhu zvisina izvinhu zvechitsotsi. Zvinhu zvavo zvoga zvoga havadi zvinhu zvakachena. Ende futi zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge vachiita havabvumi pavane vachikanganisa, vanenge vachingoramba vachingoenda mberi vachishandisa nechisimba. Zvekuti ivo dei vaita vachisuduruka vachisiyirawo vamwe vanogona kuita vachiita zvinoshandisawo mberi. Ivhini nyange kuisa kusoti vanhu vose vakazara worldwide Zimbabwe nose ndivo vakuri vavanokonzeresa nyonga, ndivo vakuri vavari kukonzeresa kusafambidzira izvi zvinhu zvakanaka munyika. Saka ndo zvandangotaura hangu izvo.
Zvii chaizvo zvamungati muri kunongedzera ZANU-PF nokuti muri kutaura kuti vanoita zvakati nezvakati? Chii chai chamunotaura kuti apa vakadai apa vakadai, nokuti hatidi kuti tiroembwa takavega mupini?
Pakutanga panyaya yecorruption apa varume vavacorruption ndidzo shasha dzecorruption ndivo like apa mapurasi
iyo va
nari inenge iri kunetsa yamukoma Wilfred connection ku Midrand kune kuri kuti netsei connection asi you are saying that ZANU-PF is the main cause of all the problems that Zimbabweans are facing, those who are now scattered all over the world in the diaspora. And he was talking of corruption. He's saying ZANU-PF is failing to root out corruption. And we had that bad connection. I think there are people who are willing to or are itching to respond to whatever we have been.
That's right. Yes. Before that, there's Darlington Waremba who writes, why do you think vote splitting will only affect MDC Alliance? Even ZANU-PF is going to be affected unless they are going to use ghost voters. So he's concerned there. So let's go to Ubaba Chuma. Ubaba Chuma, we are Zwela Lapa Sula Runtua Kuluma. Ulabanya Bela Wabona Azani, Kungane Vele Iba Ndaseli, Ngano Na Vele Seli Zimbambes to win. Labanya Sibila Bata, Iba Wabona Azani, O Ngali Chupa, Iguti Kukone Linga Zali Wenze Kutle, Empilweni. So Liza Kulungisa Njani, Kunoko Linga Kulungisa. Njalo bese sifakela lokuthi lake la kuthembisa ukuthi nizayenza ama imsebenzi 2 million kumbe 2.2 million jobs kodwa kuzange
ukukhanya ukuya creating 4 million
kwathi li create 4 million kodwa abantu bayasola bathi la create informal jobs not formal jobs so abantu bakhuluma khona chuma
yeah well one of the panelists who had the khuluma utombani
Ubaba Tambo.
Why the bad?
I can't. Galavanda, Fede.
Galavanda?
Yeah.
Ubaba Tambo, I'm going to definitely offer you a ZANU-PF card. You're a very, very good card. You couldn't have said it better anyway. But look, we wouldn't have managed to get everything right, the one. Like we all know, Rome was never built in one day.
Mm-hmm.
But at least what we have had are signs of, positive change towards a healthy situation whereby we bring everything back to normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, what we had prior to this dispensation was a bit worrisome because we had sort of isolated ourselves to an extent whereby we didn't have any other friends, and the only friends that we had was China, and China was not doing us a good service at all because those guys were mostly looting and not investing anything back as compared to like Britain. When Britain was here as our colonizers, we can see most of the infrastructure that we actually still have here. It's from that time. So they were at least investing into our infrastructure and our well-being. Whereas our other friends were just out there looting. But although now I think that it's getting more coordinated and we could see a better structure. There was a free-for-all back then. Everyone was mazwake, if you understand what I mean. Ministers were wanting to cut deals and things were not transparent. Policies were changing almost overnight. So all those things are not positive at all for any country. But now, we are seeing normalcy. Because you must remember, we had a 94-year-old at the helm of the office. He could have been tired. But now we've got a 70-year-old who's in the office every day at 7 or after 7. And he now leads by example.
So now it's
business again. Things are beginning to work the way they're supposed to work, and that's how the trajectory is.
Yeah,
so that is where we say ZANU-PF is definitely going to win.
Yeah, it's got to spell it, Baba Chuma. Starting with Baba Okcina, lapha ke Baba Gajeni osecingweni. Baba Gajeni, ngamafutshane sibili, ungathini ngakhona kwesixoxa ngakho. Baba Decent Gajeni, ukhona ecingweni.
Yebo, Baba Duve, ninjani?
Yeah, sicela ukuthi gaga ngamafutshane sibili ngoba isikhathi sesiphelile. Siza kunika isikhathi eside next time.
Okay. Hayi baba Duve, sine nto esikhala ngayo kakhulu yile nto ukuthi likhonjiswa kulama elections lubekiwe lubekwe ngesikhathi esirongo like ngomvulo thina like esisuka ku-diaspora esasibhalise ukuvota sokunzima ukuthi sihambe because ngomvulo wakhona ngapha kithi aso public holiday kuzoba yi-public holiday ngapha ya eZimbabwe
Yeah, I see. I was like, I'm going to go to the local country. I'm going to go to the local country. I'm going to go to the radio. I'm going to go to the local country. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ipitule Maphosa of ZAPU, Mr. Butler Tambo, an independent political commentator, and Honorable Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member of parliament. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
And Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well. Chitenda vatereri vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Rambai muchitsigira chirongwa chenyu, chestudio 7. Morara zvakanaka.